This is the Almanac, a daily-ish dose of wonder for January 16th. I want to say something about that word daily-ish, because if you're a regular listener, you may have noticed there weren't any Almanac podcasts the last couple of days. If you're a perfectionist and you say you're going to do something every day, if you miss one or two days, you're going to have this feeling of failure or shame or letting yourself down, which is not going to contribute to motivation to continue. As humans, we're kind of nonlinear, and sometimes things get in the way or you don't feel like doing it. So doing something three times a week is better than doing nothing because you didn't do it every single day and you gave up. Think about that. Especially because January 16th is National Nothing Day. So quite ironic that I'm actually doing something today. It's the anniversary of the event created by newspaper man Harold Pullman Coffin and first observed in 1973 to provide Americans with one national day they can just sit out celebrating, observing, or honoring anything. My cat is dragging toys through the house in case you hear dragging noises. Possibly enhanced by a special effect I stuck in there. Just for nothing. One of my favorite Satchel Paige quotes is, "Sometimes I sits and thinks, and sometimes I just sits." Doing nothing is actually important to the creative process. Sometimes we just need to let the process sit and incubate. Gertrude Stein said, "It takes a lot of time to be a genius. You have to sit around so much doing nothing, really doing nothing." Let's just take a moment to do nothing, but I do recommend breathing. Just taking a few deep breaths in and out, letting go of the need to fix or think or prepare or plan. Just breathe. Here's a creative prompt that you can do, or you can do this in your journal. It's called a repeated completion, which means you start the sentence that I give you and you answer it differently, repeatedly, so different answers each time, or if you're going fast enough and the same answer comes up, just write it down. So you start with this sentence, "There's nothing I..." How would you fill that in? And then fill it in again, "There's nothing I..." "There's nothing I..." And just keep going fast. The faster we list things, the more your brain will volunteer information and ideas that you didn't expect. The dose of mirth comes from Douglas Adams. He said, "For a moment, nothing happened. Then after a second or so, nothing continued to happen." It's one of my favorite authors. The Restaurant at the End of the Galaxy. I asked my Facebook friends what their thoughts were about nothing. They really had nothing to say, which was appropriate, except for Sherry Lennon. She said, "Soothing abyss of nothingness wraps its cool arms around me as I drift off to sleep." I'm going to read that again because I think it would be a nice thing to think when you're getting ready to go to sleep. "Soothing abyss of nothingness wraps its cool arms around me as I drift off to sleep." A friend of mine, a dear friend who just recently passed away, has a piece of writing on this page in the almanac that I'd like to read. Her name is Jennifer Simpson, and she wrote, "Sun sparkles on my upturned face. Ocean breeze slithers over my body, eyes closed. I discover my breath. In and out. I discover my heart and feel the music of the earth within me, without me. A part of me. Apart from me. And I realize I am nothing. And I am everything." And I'll close with a Spanish proverb, the Daily Soul Vitamin. How beautiful it is to do nothing and then rest afterwards. This is Jill Bodonsky. Stay safe.